Hey, Craig.
Finally, the Craig has come back.
Yes.
To Beyond Light.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 85, where we have Kingsley, Max, and Des Raven, and Craig. Craig, how are you doing tonight?
That's one way to start the podcast.
We're actually starting.
Oh, yeah. Screw it, we're doing it live.
Yes, for those of you listening, I'm sure Beyond Light has started, unless we can get this out tonight. I don't know.
So we can get out same night.
But it doesn't matter. But
no editing required.
We just had the live event. The live event of 2020. Yes.
Fresh from the live event, the Guardian Hub reports.
Wasn't it amazing how the whole tower blew up?
I know, right?
Then you should say spoilers, like right before that.
Well, that's not a spoiler. I don't know if that actually happened or not.
And then the Traveler took in all of our ghosts and just like hyperspaced out and said bye.
Well, we're all kind of hopping in, like, you know, us. I mean, I guess we were maybe expecting, maybe not, but we came in, a lot of us, right at the very beginning. So that was what, 4 Pacific, 5 my time, 7 Eastern, right?
7 Eastern, yep.
Yeah. And now it's 8 my time, 10 Eastern.
Yeah.
We just barely finished it.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, because I hopped in a little after 7. So, yeah. I've been staring at my Destiny screen for like 3 hours now.
The whole thing was confusing. It's like, did they want us to know? Did they not want us to know? You could say they leaked stuff out. You could say, oh, we weren't supposed to know as much as we did. And then supposedly Luke Smith was changing his tweets and everything like that. The whole thing was confusing. I don't know. I mean, and then they kept pushing, it's a small event. Well, yes, this was small, but it was pretty cool. We were in a new area and people didn't want to miss that to see this new area.
Yeah. I wouldn't really call it new, though.
We've been there.
But not the ending part was a totally new area, right?
Right.
No.
When we turned over the river.
Yeah, that part they did expand on
the sewer area.
Okay, well, let's just call it what it is, Last City. So they did expand on it a little bit more than what it was. So you got to explore around a little bit more, kind of jump through. You got some voice lines in there, and that was pretty cool. But I do agree, you know, with the whole changing the tweet thing, they could have been a little more descriptive. I think if they were just honest from everybody, servers go down at 7, you're going to have to update. And then don't log in until 10 minutes before the end of the end of the season to watch the live event. I think that would have been a little bit more upfront, but I get it. They don't want people jumping on right then and overloading the servers. But I think if they told people that it's going to end at the end of the event, you wouldn't have had this whole rush of people trying to get in and sit around for 3 hours.
Yeah, but also at the same time, I mean, those queues were brutal for some people. So,
I did see Glad
1,000.
Yeah, Glad I know took forever getting in. We were all in prior, and he still had like 10,000 in queue ahead of him. I don't think he got in until close to about 8:30.
Yeah, good. He deserved. No, just
kidding. And then I think at one point in time he actually got weaseled. So,
yep.
Yeah, but I mean, it was cool enough. We got to see us get all glowy, and the Traveler glowed up, and took over the screen, exploded, or something.
As a community, we all tripped on massive LSD.
Yes. What is the joke going on? Knowlesy said he has experience. I mean, we don't know.
Which I no will say, knows. Though.
We just know from somebody else's experience.
Who knows somebody, or, who knows something.
Yeah, heard it from a friend.
But I will say the funniest part, because I was separate. I was in the Guardian Down voice thing intentionally to try and get, you know,
a different. I was going to say you were cheating.
Perspective?
No, he was gaining intel.
Exactly. I was getting a different perspective, and I'm kind of glad I did, because at one point in time, shout out to you, Gator. Gator asked everyone, how do you take a screenshot? And here's the thing. One individual who shall remain nameless.
RNG game. Made,
no, actually not. But mentioned Alt-F4.
That's awesome.
Did he do it? I gotta know. Did he actually do it?
Well, he's sitting there. He's like, okay, so how do you do a screenshot again? And like, Alt-F4. And I'm sitting there thinking, it's like, surely Gator's been playing on PC long enough, right? Right? And all of a sudden he goes, what happened to my game? It's like, oh no. No. He has not been playing on PC long enough. Gotcha.
Alt-F4 is the new engine. You're welcome.
The new engine.
So yes, that was probably yes, it was heartbreaking, but of course you can't help but laugh because you know, he fell for the Alt-F4 thing. So
that is awesome. Hey, I see someone on Discord. I didn't think about this. Someone's like, I'm not able to get back into D1 yet. Do we know if D1's down also? That's something we could do tonight. Play an old
yes, it is.
Or something.
Okay. They took D1 and D2 down. I did, because I found that strange that for this, that they would also take D1 down for maintenance.
Destiny Online.
But someone posted the picture at the very, and I do want to mention that too. I thought that was pretty cool how when the screen did flash white and then we saw the map, but then it kind of zoomed in and the darkness came on the left and those planets disappeared.
Yeah.
So, and someone took a screen cap of that part. It's in our Discord under the spoilers channel. And I mean, it was good enough. I feel like it was, they did.
It was, yeah.
B+ A minus.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like I was actually more surprised though. Like I said, when I hopped in back into our voice channel, I was actually surprised they actually took the Final Fantasy 14 path, which, for those that don't know, version 1.0 Final Fantasy 14 was actually a massive flop, and they decided to take the servers down so they could rework the game and re-release it. But when it came time for the servers to come down, they actually made it into the story of the game. That, like, something happened, somebody awoke in Bahamut, and Bahamut was destroying the world, and your character gets launched, like, into the future. And then when 2.0 comes back, it's a different story, and those events didn't really matter, but your character still went through them, and there's, like, legacy. There was apparently, like, a legacy lines or whatever that was added if your character was from that era. So, yeah, that was very interesting that they actually, because the vid, they had a, like I said, it was a video and everything, and that video ran until the servers went down. Like, I think the last 30 seconds of the video, if you, like, watch, because they're, I mean, it's on YouTube, sure, but you could watch in the video, and like the last 30 seconds, they get a notification that servers are like not responsive, and the video finishes, and that was it. Which, much like this event, after everything was done, because I know I got weaseled after it was all done.
Yeah.
And I got kicked back to title screen, so it's like, yep, that's it for me, because no more login.
Yeah, we did see Dr. Lupo was still in orbit, and, he tried to go back to the tower, but I think he got kicked before actually reaching the tower.
Yeah, there was RNG Gator actually made it to the tower and decrypted one engram before getting weaseled.
Yeah, it makes sense. They were probably just waiting for all the instances to really be done, just to be safe.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I'm most impressed by. I mean, I wasn't expecting anything too flashy, but this definitely met those expectations. And yeah, just the fact that they lined it up with the server downtime, I really, really liked that part.
Yeah, for sure. And we had a good amount of people. I think up to 11 people in our Discord at one point. It looked like Guardian Down was pretty close, about the same amount of people.
8 or 9, so, I think, at our max. So yeah, or at the max. So yeah.
Yeah, it was great to have people joining up everywhere, and we had some people on PS4, and a lot of us were on PC, and just kind of on the Discord together.
And shout out to Red Solo Cup, who was our Stadia attendance. Stadia.
Yep. That won the Stadia user.
Oh, but yeah, he even made it into the voice chat, so it was cool. Right. Ragging on Stadia.
Well, I saw my Xbox shipped today, so
nice.
I may not get it until Monday. I don't care. I'm in no rush, but
yeah,
I'll have to report back on that later. See how it is.
Yeah, I still wouldn't mind getting one, but I think if I do get it, I'll probably get the top level one, just so I don't have to have the urge to buy one again at some point later on. So I will be getting the Xbox, aka mini PC, when it becomes available. I'd still like to do the monthly portion on it, and I went on today, and I don't see where you can even do that as of yet, probably because of availability. So I'll be checking over the next couple of days, and hopefully I'll be able to snag one.
Yeah, I think the higher end monthly one, all said and done, is like 40 or 45 a month, right?
34 or 35 or something like that, I think.
Oh, I thought that was the cheaper one. The Series S was 35.
I don't think it was that much. I think it was 35.
Okay.
For 2 years, and it was 25. Like $800 or something like that.
All right, and then 25 was the cheaper one then, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sounds about right. You know, it was like $800 over the course of 2 years, which pays for the console plus your whatever Xbox Live Pass that you need.
Yeah.
Games Pass. Yes. So, hopefully. If not, I'll snag one. I might try to snag one if there's one just for straight sale.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Gosh, there's not too many things in the news. One thing I thought was really cool in the TWAB, and if there's anything else you gentlemen want to talk about, let me know. But we finally know more about how we're going to acquire, not just, you know, we know about the, they called the Monument to Light, Lost Light Exotic Archive, you know, in the vault for getting our exotics where the quests are going away. But was that going to apply to the old raid ones too? Well, now we finally know that we are going to get a new currency called the Spoils of Conquest, which can be acquired by completing raids. So we do one of the raids that are available in the game as of Beyond Light, you know, Last Wish or Garden or the new one. And then it's going to be, I don't know if we get one each time we complete the raid or if it's more an RNG thing. But then I guess the idea is once you get this currency, then you can buy old raid exotics like Taraba and Anarchy, you know, for the people that don't have those yet. So I thought that was pretty cool. They finally gave the very specific, well, not very specific, but specific enough details on, you know, how we're going to do that now.
Yeah, that was really cool. And the fact that it completely makes sense to me that, you know, they added this stipulation. It's like, oh, in order to get old raid exotics, you complete raids. It's like, all right, that's fair. I mean,
yeah. It'll be another reason to run them other than maybe just powerfuls. Of course, Pinnacle will probably only be on the newest raid, but we should still be able to get powerful drops at least on the older raids, you know, up until we don't need powerful anymore.
Right.
For sure.
Man, this is so close. I'm thinking
We're on the cusp of all the hype. You know, after seeing the, you know, if anybody wants to, they obviously see the spoilers, but the whole light thing and how the map is going to look. After seeing that, to close out this event or close out this season, knowing what we have in store for us, you know, I'm definitely hyped for the simple fact that I'm going to be off next week. I'm going to be grinding to get raid ready. And Kingsley, just side note for our team that's running, I'd like to post out there who our runners are, I know a couple people had reached out about PS4. I talked to one couple people and told them, it'd be nice. We have our group on PC, but obviously let's get a group maybe on PS4, kind of running in tandem, one group on each. I think that would be cool to have TGH on day one, even if we don't get first. That's probably not going to be very likely unless for some reason we're on point that day. It'd just be fun to get that everybody engaged in it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
depending upon my work schedule, I'll definitely, because when does the raid? Well, yeah, because the raid drops like
Saturday,
21st,
Saturday,
like 10 Pacific, probably, or 11.
Yeah, I think it's 1 p.m. Eastern. It's reset time.
Yeah. So I'll still be at work if I do work that day. But I would get off like round 4, so I could probably hop in. Like for those that are getting like a first, I could definitely make a reserve at the very least.
Yeah, people should start posting in the PS4 channel. Let's get something going. In fact, I mean, even if we take a break on the PC side and anyone needs some fill-ins, I'll hop over the PS4 side. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are interested in doing it. And, other than that, they've got a long season. I got to 95,000 Triumph score, which is not my goal. Wanted 100, didn't quite get there, but I did finish most of my Catalyst. The only ones I didn't finish were the Darcy and Jade Rabbit, which I don't believe are going away. I finished everything else, including my Surus Catalyst.
Nice.
There's a couple that I didn't have that I kind of like. Nalsy and I were grinding comp for it, but you have to be at a certain level to get it. It's the Mita Catalyst, so probably next season I'm going to try to get my comp score up high enough to at least have a shot at getting that to drop. Merciless Catalyst, I don't think I have, and there's probably one more, which I think is Rat King. The only three Catalysts I didn't have or have completed. So what about you guys? You guys finish everything that you wanted to in this long season?
Well, funny enough, for me, one thing I did want to mention is I wasn't expecting to do a last-minute raid today, but opportunity came up with Hazel and some other lovely gentlemen to hop into Crown, and it was so surreal thinking back now, and we were in a raid to the very last minute, and then we had to leave because the servers were getting ready to kick, and I knew we had this thing going on, but I was just there a few hours ago now, and in the Crown of Sorrow raid, Sin and I, Des knows it very well too, but Sin, we have that like the back of our hands now. We're just running around that arena for so long, especially since it's a smaller arena, and it's gone now. It's kind of like,
yeah,
a little sad, you know?
Yeah. I was happy I was able to fill in one night. I think Friday night was a Friday night or Thursday night. You all needed a fill in for the last encounter
for Crown, or was it a different raid? I don't even remember.
Crown.
Okay.
And then I think I was on Helios' team. You had Relic on your team. Because normally run the same side on dogs. So it was my first time running, I think it was Void Side. So just trying to get, you have a rhythm down in one spot. It was nice to actually be in a different spot. And fortunately, I didn't die. I know you all rag on me about dying a lot, but that raid is fun. And we had the rhythm down pretty good. And we almost one-phased it. I think we got, two-thirds? Maybe a little more of his health down on one run. And finished it the next go, and it went pretty well. And then we were able to knock out an eater right after that.
Yeah.
30 minutes, by the way. 30 minutes, I think, was our eater world time.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. And we were going kind of fast, but not like super fast. We weren't like try hard speed running it, but still, it was pretty good to get it done that quickly.
Had to put you all on a time limit since I had to work the next day.
Yeah. Well, those things are gone. I mean, maybe they'll come back in the future, but it's all good because we're getting other stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. And definitely a shout out to the greater Hub community for our Saturday raid marathon.
Yeah.
Like, holy God. So how about we do this? What all did we run? Because I know there was a garden in there.
Mm-hmm. Was that where we did like Scourge, just like part of the end? Or was
yeah, we did the boss because I hadn't. I want to say we did something before garden. What did we do before garden?
I feel like we did. Did we do Last Wish? Or is that another day?
No. I don't think it was Last Wish, but I want to say that we did something before garden. But it's I can't remember what.
It was Spire.
I know, right?
Was it Spire?
Yes. No, it was Spire. Yeah. We started off with a Spire run. Because we brought Hazel through his completion to get the emote.
Mm-hmm.
Which I also got the emote to drop for me. Because I never actually finished a Spire. I've gotten to the boss encounter, but I've never finished the encounter. So yeah, me and Hazel got to sport our emotes.
Nice.
That's when we hopped into a garden, because I figured, why not? I can do garden. And then we got to, I think it was the Consecrated Mind encounter. Uh-huh. And everyone decided, hey, Raven, you can do eyes. I'm like, okay, sure. I just didn't tell anybody. Yeah, I didn't tell anybody. I never did eyes before. Like, ever. So here I am, fresh. Yeah, like, there's no has, there's no explanation. It's like, okay, here we go, let's do this. I'm like, all right, cool. So it took, like, I think it was our third or fourth attempt. And everyone's like, oh, do we really want to keep trying? It's like, it's okay, guys. And all of a sudden, a pipe up's like, it's okay, guys. I know how to do eyes now. I just learned it. Let's go. And sure enough, I think it was that try or the one after that we ended up getting it.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's hilarious.
So I got to learn a new part of garden. Yay. and then the joke was we were going to do a Scourge right after. And then someone had a Scourge boss checkpoint because I've never even stepped into Scourge. But we hopped into the Scourge boss, and hilariously, I kind of picked up on how to do map as I was protecting map. So I kind of feel comfortable in that map room in Scourge. So, but that's gone. So at least I got to see and kill the boss. So
I want to say I think I experienced my first map room not too long ago. Helios, I think, was calling out on the one that I joined in, and I normally am outside. So it's nice to experience that. And that's cool that you got to do it.
Oh yeah. And like I said, I kind of wish I could have experienced it more, but also at the same time, like I said, I got to step into it. I got to feel the final boss, which I don't know, for some reason I had a lot of fun. And I probably would have wanted to run it more, but like I said, with my time off of Destiny, like, the interest in Scourge just plummeted. So it would have been difficult for me anyway to talk people into doing Scourge runs.
Yeah. Oh, good times. I have another fun question. When you guys all hop in tomorrow or whenever you start playing Beyond Light, what do you want to like go into first? I mean, it seems like a duh question, the story campaign or whatever, but I don't know. I almost feel like I'll do the first thing that's required or whatever, but then I'm almost just tempted to take it slow on the story mission and just patrol on Europa if it lets me, or believe it or not, I might actually want to go to the Cosmodrome first as soon as I can and explore the Cosmodrome. So you have ideas of what they do?
Legitimately, as soon as I'm capable, I'm probably going to do the new player Cosmodrome experience.
Yeah.
And you can like actually pick that up from the kiosk now. The new
Exactly. Kiosk. Yeah, because the TWAB made special mention that current players can actually still do that by picking up at the kiosk. So once they said that, it's like, oh, so I don't have to make a character? Fine, I'll probably end up, like I said, as soon as I can get into the tower and get it, that's probably what I'll do.
Said I don't have to delete my Titan.
Again.
Yeah, no, I think it kind of makes sense. I mean, sometimes even some people, they will, believe it or not, hop into Crucible very first thing because they want to check out the sandbox as soon as they can and just hop in there for a bit. So I was just kind of curious what all your thoughts were and how quickly you're going to try to pump through the story versus doing little side quests or whatever, you know?
I say I'll go slow on the story, but I'll probably consume it very quickly. Because that's what ends up happening. It's like I say, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to take my time. And then I like sit down. I like sit down and I start playing it. And then all of a sudden I'm done. And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean,
yeah, it can go fast no matter what. I mean, I have no idea. I think I'm just pulling this out of thin air, but I thought I read somewhere like someone thinks there's going to be 8 story missions. Well, even if there's only 4 or if there's 10, I don't know. But even 8 story missions, that'll go fast if you just go one after another.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're, I guess, fairly lucky on drops and power progression. Because I think in Forsaken, that was the only thing that really like halted you from going from boom, 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 or definitely vanilla D2 was just the power level requirement for like certain missions. Like if you just didn't get that, like if your power level didn't climb enough during drops, you'd have to do something.
That's true. Or more so in Shadowkeep than in Forsaken, I feel like they had, remember in between a couple of story missions, you had to do like little bounties almost like to get to another step. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but I'm kind of excited to do that. And again, remember, like our soft cap goes all the way up to 1200. So in a way it makes sense too. That's like do patrols, do lost sectors, do just random crap until we get to 1200. And then we can start doing all the boring stuff that we already have strikes and the raids and to start doing powerful level. I don't know. I'm sure there'll be new things too. Well, there'll
be tons.
Okay, we know the new season starts a weekend after than the DLC, but even the DLC has like I'm sure some kind of a quote public event or you know what I mean, some kind of a activity that you might be able to grind.
Yeah, new destination. You know, there's going to be new public space, and then like you said, a public event that'll be
activity,
there.
Activity, yeah, things. Yeah, like that.
Yeah. I'll probably definitely like chill around the Cosmodrome, but before Crucible, I'll probably end up trying the Gambit changes first to see how it feels.
Oh yeah,
before Crucible, because I don't know, for a new expansion, I feel like I kind of want to like grab new weapons before I test the sandbox and see how everything feels. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of usually lower on my list, because like I said, I do try and like collect new stuff to give it a shot in Crucible, but yeah, I'll probably end up hopping in Gambit fairly quickly just to see how it all feels.
Yes, and I do know I had mentioned previously we'll need to hear from you, and we'll definitely need to hear from Azanis too, our correspondent on the field. Our lover of all things Gambit. Not that other people don't love Gambit too, but you know what I mean. He's kind of our go-to guy for that. We'll get back on at some point, and
we're Gambit buddies.
Yeah.
I mean, legitimately, like for a lot of the first time as I met Azanis, it was that's primarily what we did. We'd like share strategy and go over notes and crap.
Yep.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets stuck in the Gambit playlist for a while.
Right. And I'm ready to try it out. I mean, it'll be something different, and obviously it'll be another way to level up and do stuff. Yeah. So I will definitely be in that playlist, even Crucible. That's the time of year where I hop into Crucible too. maybe just Rumble, but who knows? Maybe I'll hop into Controlling too. Rumble works for me.
Yeah.
What else? We don't need to keep this one long tonight. We're just excited to do a podcast for the people.
I know. That and it's kind of one of those things. It's like, because it's like this balancing act for being this close, because we're hyped about a lot, but also at the same time, a lot of those conversations could be very irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Like even if we release fast, I mean, good Lord. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it's a balancing act. Like this specific time is because I'm hype about a lot of stuff. Especially what was it in the 12?
Well, like, let's see.
I mean, super hype again.
And see if anything else stands out.
Oh, the anti-champion mods.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
The fact that they're going to be armor mods now is like yes. Which I guess means the because they did it this season, or I say this season, but I guess it's last season now, which is so weird considering this last season happened so long, with the pulse rifle mod. What was Unstoppable Pulse, I think, ended up actually being an armor mod instead of a weapon mod, and it felt so much better. And I guess that was the general consensus of feedback as well. Since all champion mods are going to be armor mods now, which I'm super stoked for that.
Yeah,
because I get stoked about the weirdest things.
No, everyone. Yeah,
that's a very instant summon instant summon sparrows and anti champion armor mods. That's why it's got me really hyped.
And ghost mods.
Ghost mods. Yeah, I went through a bunch of ghosts yesterday and got rid of. You know, they can always be repulled from collections. I, by the way, I was using that Destiny recipe site, the Vault Cleaner, and I really liked that. It takes you through all your weapons and tells you what you can, what it suggests you can delete, and then armor. And I just spent a good half an hour yesterday cleaning out my vault and having a lot of fun with that. And I'm down to like four ghosts now. What's the Treasure Seeker, or what's that one where you can see the, you know, like Hunters have
any
void, but,
Yeah, because you see caches and stuff.
Yes. So I was looking for, I think I found a ghost that has that and the 10% XP, which of course XP will be very important at the beginning with leveling up the season pass. But it was nice to kind of get rid of some other ghosts and didn't need Speed Demon or things like that. And it'll be interesting to see what the ghost mods are like and our supers. And there's going to be a lot. And then, it really is.
Like, oh god, that's right, trying out supers. Oh, I might actually want to avoid Crucible for like 2 weeks.
Remember Wither Horde in the Crucible at the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
Wither Horde's everywhere in Crucible.
Every freaking where. But of course, also, that was like the prime time to also jump in, because at least for me, it like gave me some early tips on how to fight against Wither Horde. Of course, I mean, you know, when everyone on the enemy team is using Wither Horde, it's kind of hard to fight against anything. But you can learn tricks, at the very least.
Yeah.
Which ended up saving my life a lot in like Wither Horde 1v1s. Because as soon as I see that ball coming at me, it's like, yep, jump now.
Get out the way. And of course, this 12 was just a preview patch notes. We'll have a larger patch note drop at the release.
Yes, and was this the 12 that they actually threw in a couple more sandbox things because they left them out?
Yeah, in the patch notes, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which means there's potentially more sandbox stuff in the full patch notes. I mean, potentially.
There is potentially, and it's kind of, I kind of feel for like the people that I feel like that have said like sandbox changes almost like they downplayed more than anything else with all this new talk of stuff, right?
I mean, potentially. But then again, I'm wanting to say that happened for like anytime they introduce like new powers.
Mm-hmm.
Like the sandbox tends to take a back seat because they're trying to build hype for new supers and stuff. Like,
that's a good point.
Back when we first got Storm Trance and stuff, like that was the talk. It wasn't, you know, What sandbox stuff are we getting?
Yeah. Well, and we have the soundtrack to listen to. All, what was it, 34 tracks?
Yes.
Good God.
It's on YouTube. You can also order the digital edition, but it's out to play for free if you want to start listening right now.
Nice.
Yeah, I just got something that came updated, like a bunch of digital codes from my order. Finally dropped today, and part of that was the soundtrack, so I downloaded it while I was waiting on the tower event.
Nice.
Nice.
You can listen to that as you go to bed tonight, Sin.
I still got to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
So probably not.
Probably not. Well, we probably really should keep it short and sweet tonight because, again, we're going to have, I'm sure, a super long episode upcoming weeks.
Oh, good God, yes.
Oh, yes.
Especially if that one plan actually happens.
Yes, yes, hopefully. We may
no spoilers,
yep.
But something massive might be coming soon. The greatest crossover in the Destiny community.
To be had all alone.
Right.
One crossover to rule them all.
No, oh, God, I love you, Sin. All right. But it's a surprise. Shh. Also, just in case it doesn't happen, because life.
I mean, like, oh, my God. We're not mentioning any other podcast, GDC and Two Titans and a Hunter.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Nah.
No. No one cares.
That might be too much. Podcast. Yeah. Because we are the best hub on the net.
Yes.
Speaking of which, we got to get him on the show. But apparently, hey, it's Orchid. I saw something on Twitter that Dan Finity created a name. I tagged him in it. Apparently, there is a new thing called the Lore Hub.
Oh, so, no.
Oh, yes. And the logo is very similar. So,
oh, no.
Your logo was officially used. Hopefully, Kingsley put it, took it and put it up on as our background on Twitter. If not, I'll make sure he gets it. And then, and then we need to invite them on the show. We need to have two hubs, one cast.
Who is the greatest hub on the net?
we'll work on that. We'll get our research assistants on that right away.
Okay, Sin.
Someone schedule that for us.
Somebody tweet them. And
yeah. All right. Where can everyone find everyone? What's all the everyone details? Give us the deep, Sin.
I'll start with me. You can find me on twitch.tv/SinMedia. Sin is C-Y-N, and over on Twitter at Sin_Media. Des Raven, give us those deets.
Dim Deets, as always, you can find me on Twitter at DES_Raven. You can find me in a myriad of Discords within our circles of communities, lurking, because it's what I do best. Especially now, considering I got invited to like 3 more Discords just in the past few days. And it's like, okay.
So many I'll Discords. Lurk.
Right? It's like, I'll lurk. That's what I'm good at. Yeah. So if you need me, tag me. I'll see it eventually.
All the Discords are out there. So many good Discords. You can find me as Kingsley Mac on all the places except for Twitter. I am MC Kingsley. And you can find our show either on Twitter as The Guardian Hub or at our lovely website, theguardianhub.com.
The best hub on the net.
Excellent. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Des. Thanks, everyone, for listening again this week. And we hope you're having fun with Beyond Light when you do start to play it. And we will talk to you with our exciting review of what we think about everything on the next episode. Talk to you later.
Guardians out.
Later, man.
Guardians out.